Welcome back to The Edge. Update your WordPress as soon as possible. More short-form videos are coming to Google SERPs. Twitter is testing new profiles for shops, products, in-app shopping experience, and advertisers in Russia have their ads paused by Google. You're listening to News from The Edge for the week of March 14th, 2022, here on Edge of the Web Radio.
From The Edge of the Web Studios, here's what we're looking at this week.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Aaron Sparks, your host, owner of Site Strategic Digital Marketing Agency here in Indianapolis, Indiana. We're covering, if you're new to the show, we're covering SEO and digital marketing news on a regular basis each and every week to be able to bring you as much information as possible for your week in marketing. This is separate from the internet. This is news. This is separate from the interview series.
Is this tied to our fax machine?
This is completely separate from the internet.
We're now sending out podcasts via fax. It's like the modern RSS feed.
We could do that.
Give us your address. We'll send you DVDs.
And we'll give any A-track.
You can actually download this entire show on 12 floppy disks.
I cannot compress it that much. I'm going to need more.
Check out all the floppy disk shows over at edgeofthewebradio.com. That's edgeofthewebradio.com. The title sponsor of the show, although they're kind of embarrassed about it this week, is Site Strategics. This is the Site Strategics Digital Marketing News Desk of Edge of the Web. We're proud to have Site Strategics as a title sponsor of our show. Our digital marketing team is excellent at results-based marketing. We talk a little bit more about it in the show, but let us know if you're interested in what we do for you. You can call us at 877-SEO for web or 877-736-4932. Joining me this week to get his cynical take on the world of news in digital marketing is the head of SEO branding at Wix, Morty Overstein. Now, you stop it. You stop it right now.
Such an inside joke. Wait, ask me what's new. Ask me what's new.
All right, what's new, Morty?
No, nothing's new. I'll tell you what's not new. We weren't, opened up the vulnerability for hacking across millions of websites. That didn't happen this week with us.
Oh, I see what you're doing. I see. That's a big Wix advertisement right there.
How's that?
Jeez, okay.
That didn't happen.
That did not happen. And
you know the last time that did happen? Never.
Is this foreshadowing for the first news story, Morty?
He mentioned, Ray, Aaron brought it up. Vulnerability on WordPress, as if that's new. I'm sorry.
So, Morty's had a long day, and it looks like he's a little bit cranky today.
You all swish the clocks.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, crap.
We here the at Edge of the Web actually switch the clocks. No.
You switch them. No. I didn't switch them. The entire rest of the world, just America, switch them. That's not self-centered.
I cannot answer for America here. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that we moved the dials for you. But you're here, and even in rarer form than regular, right?
Well, you get me an hour earlier. This is what happens. Like during, this is like dinner time for me.
Oh, so he's hangry.
Hangry Morty.
I understand. Right. So what's going on over at Wix, by the way, as a gratuitous plug?
I told you nothing, other than the fact that we are not open to people taking over and hacking your entire site.
All right. So there's a segue for the first
Doozy Moms choose Wix.
Over at Search Engine Journal from Roger Monty, WordPress stored an XSS vulnerability. You need to update WordPress right now. WordPress announced a security update to fix two vulnerabilities that could provide an attacker with the opportunity to stage a full site takeover. Among the two vulnerabilities, the most serious one involves a stored cross-site scripting, stored XSS vulnerability. Now, what that means is to lay people in it. I mean, we do have a lot of WordPress websites out there, and WordPress does try to protect and update its security on a regular basis, but there is a functionality in WordPress that you can actually upload a file. They have sanitation process to be able to, if you upload a JavaScript, it cleans the script out of the ability to function, but they just alerted the world to this particular vulnerability. It's a stored XSS vulnerability, and it's the one that an attacker can actually upload a script directly to the WordPress site. Locations of these kinds of vulnerabilities are generally anywhere that the WordPress allows input, like submitting a post or a contact form. So if you have a field for a contact form, you could, in all practicality, drop a JavaScript in the comment form if you have enough. If you don't have enough validation or security on the front end of that, and that can actually be inserted into a database on the backside of WordPress, in which you could actually execute now you have to have a contributor security level to be able to execute these functions. So the world just can't do that, but the world can also
right.
be able
or like to, a former employee that you forgot to remove.
There it is, right there. You better believe it.
If you
got somebody who used to be on your website, and if they've got a grudge, then they can actually jump back onto the website and be able to drop a hacking script to be able to take down the entire site.
It's like the WordPress version of going postal.
Pretty much. It's pretty bad, actually. And I mean, the contributor level access has to have the necessary permission to upload the malicious script, but it does happen. So their resolution is you got to update to version 5.9.2 immediately. This still doesn't fix all of the plugin potential.
You know where you can find that version, by the way, that fixes everything? Wix.com. Shameless.
Oh, is somebody again? Guys, going to register a domain WordPress5.9.2.com and have it
just redirects. I'm sending this episode to the head of marketing over at Wix to listen to. I'll have this.
I knew we were getting in trouble with this one. Make sure that you update.
Low hanging fruit.
Yeah, it really is. That was a softball to Morty. Let's shift over to another article here, right from Search Engine Journal with Matt Southern at the helm. Google may surface more short-form video in search results. Google is actually working on ways to show more short-form video in search results, saying it's a clear and concise format for satisfying certain queries. Do I dare say mum? I'm thinking so. Jump to the article here. They're working on a way to be able to move more short-form video in the search results. About 17-minute mark of the most recent podcast of Search Off the Record by the Google product manager, Danielle Marshak, who actually oversees the search results. Gary Eich actually joined with Lisa Sassman, both Google's search relations team. And around the 17 mark, the discussion delves into the topic of short-form videos and whether Google has plans of involving that specific format. So they're actually talking about that to a good deal in the podcast. And she says, Marshak does, this format is really cool because, as I mentioned, it is very concise. You can get a lot of information in a short period of time, and you can also get a loot of different views and perspectives. So we think this kind of content could be useful for a lot of different types of search queries, and we've been experimenting with how to show it to users more often. So she gave an example of how this would show up. So let's say you're searching for some new ideas to make banana bread, and right now you see traditional recipes. You might see longer videos, but you could also see some short videos that could give you a different style or perspective. And people's preferences are different. Some people prefer to read. Some people prefer a longer video. Some people might prefer short videos. So I just see this as an entree to mom style type of interactivity. But we also know that obviously YouTube is part of Alphabet and part of Google, that they've been transcribing, they've been processing video content, and I'm gonna bet that it's not only going to be short form executed video, but actually snippets of video content from the entire gallery of information that YouTube represents as an insert into the specific queries that we're talking about. What do you think, Morty, about that particular theory?
Okay, so yeah, I mean, that's exactly. We're going to be around the whole mum thing. Like, you could definitely see, by the way, mum, speaking of mum, people have started to see things to consider being rolled out across various queries. So that's happening.
It is.
Which is a mum thing that Google announced at Google I.O. If there's shorter videos and Google has the ability to break down latent intent or latent topical parsing to a greater extent, it could show a greater variety of content because it could have shorter videos to show. So that's definitely something that kind of flows in where Mom could theoretically be going. It makes it look, it's like makes it really easy for Google to target specific intent. Mm-hmm. So like now they fast forward you. If you do like a video feature snippet, they give you, they don't start you at the beginning of the video. They start exactly. you where that piece of content that's related to you starts.
Yep.
Which is a good experience. Wouldn't it just be better to have a video just about that little segment of information that you want? Mm-hmm. Sure. That's exactly what they're trying to do. To me, the main takeaway is how, you know, like, what the hell happened to our attention spans? Like, we can't handle a minute-long video. We got to go for, like, 20 seconds. That's the main takeaway for me. Our society has crumbled to the point where a minute-long video about a banana bread recipe is, like, too long. And you need, like, you know, a different perspective on the mixing of the batter. In 20 seconds.
Hey, people say this. Exactly. I mean, if you need to know, you need to know right now. You don't have time for a minute-long
video. Different perspective on the banana bread.
I think you're right. I think we're getting TikToked to death. That our attention span is less than 7 seconds, less than a goldfish now. I mean, that's what we build our sites to be able to load up well within that 3-second mark, right? So. This is kind of along for the ride, is that our patience is not there to actually. Here's the issue. Here's the problem here. If we keep on feeding our snackable content down to the degree of 10-second videos, right, you lose context. You lose all the additional valuable information that video is actually conveying. So you're not really educating the consumer. You're just giving them those tic tacs of information that they'll go and piece together like a patchwork of uneducated consumption, right? So you're going to have all these blip bursts popping all over the place.
I agree, but that's a very boomer take.
Oh, wow.
It is. No, I'm a boomer. I freely admit I go to Boomers Anonymous. All right, I am
you
like the
darn
boomer
kids
of
with
boomers.
Your talk.
Your talk, chick. Get off my lawn with your talk, chick.
Wow.
I don't fall downstairs and I don't sing and dance, so I am not built for toxic. But being objective, mm-hmm. considering that the young people are our future, this is where things are going.
Oh my lord!
And that doesn't mean you should turn your essay on quantum physics into a TikTok video.
I don't know. You might want to string those together.
See what I did. Like a series of TikTok videos explaining relativity.
Yeah, there you go. See, string theory.
No, well, I like that. Oh, I didn't catch that. That was good. That was very good.
Cut right there. All right.
That was good. However, this is where things are going. So if you can create these snackable upon, like, it was not even snackable. I thought a minute was snackable, like 20-second, like, whatever clips of content. Google's going this way, so run with it.
Right.
Have fun.
Have fun, y'all.
Your crap content. I mean, with your snackable content.
It's like Pez. I mean, it's Pez like, dispensing
I understand,
content.
Like, even a web story.
All right.
Even a web story is like longer, deeper, richer. Like, that's too long? Like, we have to go with, like, shorts all over the SERP?
Oy.
Oh, man, I'm angry and old.
Yeah, so we're both boomers and we're both cynical now.
But you should do it because that's where it's going. So go. Hey, Google's telling you that's where it's going. So do it.
Oh my God, our heads are gonna explode.
And it can be good. It can be good if you're like looking for something like really targeted and really quick. Like, do I add nuts to the banana bread? There it is.
Those are lifestyle choices, right there.
Another short of chocolate chips.
Experiment. Don't have Google tell you what to do. Experiment with the nuts in your banana bread. Okay, folks. All right.
I think if you guys use Google, you'll learn that neither one of you are boomers, but that's, there you go. I know you guys seem to want to be boomers. For some reason.
I do. I revel in it. Revel in it.
Are you old souls? I don't know what's going on here. You're not boomers.
No, we're not. We're not, but we're getting darn cynical in our age. I think we're getting all relative.
Boomer-esque.
First off, I don't appreciate this take. Like, who are you to tell me I'm not a boomer? Like, if I am a boomer, I'm a boomer.
Okay.
It's all relative. Like, take a look at, you know what, I don't know, like, you know, I got the young, like Miley Cyrus. She's not a boomer. Like, look at me. I'm like, I'm totally a boomer compared to her.
How in the world do I actually compare Miley Cyrus and Morty Oberstein in the same sentence?
Morty,
you can't. It's not impossible.
I apologize, Morty. I lost you after about 7 seconds there. I don't know if you're a boomer or not.
Wow. Okay. So I got 7 seconds to do this live read. Please contact Site Strategics today. We're proud to have them as a sponsor of Edge of the Web. Whoop, I just lost it. All right. There it is. I'll do another 7 seconds.
There you go.
We're pioneers in the agile digital marketing methodology. Our core specialties are not TikTok videos, so don't even come here for that. But we can do technical SEO, including core web vitals optimization, SEM, social media management, conversion rate optimization, and some really killer content from a semantic SEO standpoint. So give us a shout today. We can certainly help you out at 877-SEO for web, or just go to sitestrategics.com, S-I-T-E strategics.com, and let us know how we can help you. Get a free hour of consultation free of charge, a Zoom session with you, and see what we can discover from your digital marketing opportunities there. All right, so our third article today, even more in the quick consumption lane that we're talking about, Twitter actually jumped in there from Search Marketing today. Andrew Hutchinson is writing about Twitter launching a live test of the new profile shops to display products in-app. So Twitter's gradually developing its approach to e-commerce and the integration of product listings into the app. So they're actually taking the next step here with a live test of Twitter shops, now underway with selected merchants. Twitter shop. So you can, as you are actually flaming somebody out on Twitter, you can also stop and buy some banana bread. Evidently, this is what we're talking about here. So you can see by the images on the screen, but you cannot listen to these images. So go
it's
over
a podcast.
To the
it's
video.
A podcast. How many times I need to remind you it's a podcast?
Just wait. We'll get some images in the ID3 sooner or later here.
Yeah, I'll fax them to you.
There's a view shop CTA button on a number of business profiles, which users can tap to see all the products that the business has listed for purchase via the app. Via the app, folks, not a destination to the website. This is locked and loaded inside the app. Quote, with Twitter Shops, merchants can handpick a collection up to 50 products to showcase to shoppers on Twitter. The feature, which is free to use, gives people the chance to view products from the profiles of their favorite brands. So when you talk about and discover products on timeline, you can also browse them on Twitter too. They also say the most significant upgrade here is the capacity to show that many products, where it's been 5 before. Brands have a lot more scope to share their offerings in the app, which with users connected through its merchant's website to make a purchase when they click through on the Twitter shop. So there is a connection there. It's not a transaction yet at the Twitter level. So it's an aggregate. You can select and manage your Twitter shop. I'm assuming some RSS or some sort of data feed can actually manage that as well. But you do have the transaction at the merchant's website. So thank God for that, because if we're in an e-commerce ecosystem with Twitter, I'm out. I'm out right there. Sorry. If I got to give my bank account to Twitter, no thank you.
Why? Is it as bad as a WordPress site?
Oh, see, that's just brimming on the top, isn't it? He's gonna ladle that up for every
king of snark.
All right, so give me some snark on the Twitter shop here.
Oh, no problem. First off, I just like it's interesting to see like how slow the web matures. Like, the web has been around for a long time now, and like now all of a sudden, like after like COVID somehow facilitated this like mass awakening of the fact that the internet is a good place to sell stuff, and the internet is fundamentally at this point about e-commerce.
Fundamentally,
like,
yeah.
That took a long time for like all of a sudden like, Twitter's like, oh, you know what's really big these days? E-commerce.
It's a thing. It's a fad. But
it's funny, like I don't know why that is, but like, people start just like starting to realize, like, you know what? Like the power of e-com on the internet is incredible. Let's get in on that somehow. Now, the cynical, here's the snark. How long do you think is going to be free for until Twitter starts taking a cut? And I will tell you right now, I said this on Twitter.
Yep.
The only thing that I will ever pay for on Twitter is for a feature that allows me to get people to shut up.
All right. So we formulated this before the show. We have a poll that we're going to roll out here. Would you be using the Twitter shop? Yes, no, or yes, only with a pay per mute feature, right?
Yes.
No. Pay per mute. See, those are the three.
Nope. Marty, sorry. Aaron just sent me I got a raise, so you've been muted. Sorry.
Oh, that is beautiful. See, that's what could happen if Twitter just allows us to pay per mute Morty.
But now I can get a coffee after the show.
Let's not go there. All right. You're absolutely right. But how has Facebook e-com platforms done for small businesses? That was offered up a couple of years back, and that's not taken off, right?
No, but the marketplace thing.
The marketplace,
you know, I see
is because it's self-run by the consumers, but there was also a small business e-commerce platform that was experimenting
on. Right, no, yeah, that was.
So platforms trying to do something that they're not built for. They're slamming their hand in the door again and again and again. Twitter is not a place to actually have transactions, okay?
I'll tell you, though.
Yeah.
You're on, you know, the problem is you're on a delay. So, like, I don't mean to cut you off, although it's an added benefit. It's, I would pay for this more. Like, I would like be involved, like Twitter's, you know, scheme to like imprint itself on Amazon's market share.
Right.
Rather than super follow somebody.
Oh, there you go.
And pay for that.
Yep.
No offense, Barry.
He's like earned like $22 on that.
He's like, yeah, $3 you can follow, super follow Barry.
It's like a super stalker? I mean, it, literally.
Is that like, I don't know, is that like the Twitter equivalent of a Jesus freak? Like you're a super follower?
Nice. All right, all right. So that's a poll. Hey, we do want to make sure we completely ignore the poll that we ran last week, by the way.
There's no way it's right.
It's no way. I think
Affleck, that's right. I've not saw that. Ben Affleck.
What the hell?
I haven't even seen the new movie, and I know that the poll is wrong.
Yeah, well, I think I
no way.
Yeah, I shouldn't have even put Batfleck in
there. Let's clue the audience in.
All right. So the poll that last week was, who is the best Batman? Because I went to go see it twice the weekend before last, and we rolled out Robert Pattinson, Michael Keaton, Christian Bale, and Batfleck. And also apologies to Adam West. And Robert Pattinson got 19% of the vote.
He tied for last place.
He did with Keaton. What the hell, people? Batfleck should never touch superhero material again. Period. All right, a couple things to check out. This week, make sure that you check out the Mark Trapikin and Mattel Gandhi SEO Clarity show. Yes, I promise, it'll get dropping in the next day or so. Join our newsletter to get free information that we're sending out each and every Wednesday or Thursday, I think. And we're packing it with a good deal of new information and additional articles that did not make the cut for the show, but are still our focus on a weekly basis. On top of that, we continue on to spread the word. Although the entire world knows it, but we want to make sure that you can have a quick link to be able to know where to help and how to help Ukraine. If you just go to edgeofthewebradio.com/Ukraine, you can be able to see all the vetted information there that is incredibly valuable to be able to extend reach to be able to help this country in distress. All right. We are continually proud to have Inlinks as a sponsor of Edge of the Web. Did you know that entities have a major role in how search engines understand and rank content? Optimizing your content solely around keywords is a thing of the past. And now time to add entities to the mix and reach higher rankings with an award-winning software in Inlinks. So Inlinks provides you expert-level data analysis to build your content around keywords and concepts. So Google will actually have a better understanding of the context of your articles. We here at the shop use this daily. It's a fantastic program that gives us a rich tapestry of information and subcontent to be able to build out. So it's a very, very good analysis tool set for topical relevancy. Go over to edgeofthewebradio.com/inlinks today to claim your free Inlinks account and start creating content that will outperform your competitors. Truth in that. Straight from Citrategics. All right. So, last article, I want to swing around. And again, trying to make sure that you understand what's happening on the marketing side of this incredible war that we're witnessing unfold. From MarTech, George Wynn actually reported on the fact that Google is now pausing all activity for advertisers that are based in Russia. Google will put the global brakes on ads from advertisers based in Russia. It announced Thursday. This means not only the advertisers will not be able to address Russia-based users, but will see their advertising paused worldwide. So any Russian-based advertisers will also have the brakes put to them. I mean, there's escalating ad suspensions happening. Google first began imposing suspensions on February 27th, and the initial round of suspensions were aimed at Russian state-owned media outlets. On March 3rd, the company expanded a suspension by including all ads serving users in Russia. Google has company, obviously, Facebook and Apple and Microsoft Advertising have, and Snapchat for that matter, have also announced similar policies in light of Russia's actions in the Ukraine. It's an incredible point to make mention here. The world is pushing back, and the marketing world is pushing back as best as it can. It cuts off an important channel for brands in Russia, hindering their ability to reach potential customers in the world. Now, the question is, how many more companies are actually going to follow the lead of these companies? And I think there's also another challenge here is this actually hurting companies that have nothing to do with the Russian agenda that are in Russia? I'm still on the fence there on that particular mindset. But, you know, this is not a political show. This is a marketing show. We want to make sure that you understood what's happening here. Morty, what's your thoughts?
I mean, only the fact that you see, like, look, this is where people like you and I, or if you're listening to this show, where you have power to do something. Mm-hmm. I don't think Google was interested, inherently speaking, in cutting off its revenue.
Right.
I think what happened was Google saw that, look, like, there's enough of an outcry here that this is not a good optic if we continue this. Which, again, I'm not like taking an opinion if that's good or bad, or how good or how bad that is. It's just a reality that you do have power as a person when you're going out there. And I think it's important, if you are out there and you are in social media, mm-hmm. it's not easy to keep up on, you know, what's going on. You'll automatically kind of go back in your routine. I'll tweet about SEO. I'll tweet about digital marketing. Every once in a while, I'll throw a tweet up there about Ukraine, because it does create the I hate the word buzz, but it creates this cadence that this is not something that the general public out there is tolerating. And if you're a company and you're looking at people, and the company is very much social, listen, mm-hmm. and when they see this, it's a big sign to them, okay, oh, like, we need to take a step back from this. What right. should we do? And you see Google doing something like we were talking about here.
Yep. So there's a signal that's actually able to cross the lines and get into companies and into the perspective of the Russian people. And you're seeing a larger and larger outcry of Russian citizenship as this information is breaking through. We know that there's an iron curtain being drawn on information about this war, which is, of course, incredible in its own right in this day and age. You know, lots of people still have VPNs that can see the information, but en masse, there's not this knowledge of what in the world Russia is doing to Ukraine. So financially, it's another way to be able to push back and get that signal across, right?
I guess it's your only choice. Yeah. What else? I mean, it's a hard thing. What else are you going to do?
There are lines drawn, and unfortunately, those lines are not going in there and stopping this aggressive act right now. And
that's a different story.
That's a whole different story.
Well, we went off on that last week.
Yeah, we did. All right. So, well, you know what? We're actually going to go off on information inside of the SEO space. Every week on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, there's hashtag SEO chat. And who's jumping into the fracas this week?
Grant, you already know. You know from last week. There you go. Grant Simmons hosting SEO chat 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is 1 hour earlier if you're not in the U.S.
Nice. Uh-huh. See that dig?
Right? Yeah. No, I'm just information. This week we're talking about everyone's favorite topic, links.
We love links.
Which I hate links. I like, but we're talking about
sausage links. Links are fantastic. Golf links?
I love sausage.
See? There's so many different types of links. Yes.
I actually want to eat now. I can't eat sausage so much.
I'm sorry.
Does it?
Do you have some indigestion there? Does it affect you?
I have a liver thing going on. My enzymes, my liver all messed up.
Okay. Should have known that before I started to make fun of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks. Appreciate that. Just
file that with me before we get started, because, you know.
You say bile that or file that? I just made a science joke. Science!
He blinded me with science. All right. Nice. We are done, folks. I'm very sorry. I didn't mean to abuse your ears and eyes like this. So check us out. We appreciate your maybe not today. But regularly your involvement on the show.
Don't be a piece of... I'm just
oh, he's going to take that one away from me, too. That's it.
No, I would never do that except that one time.
Exactly. Well, you may actually come across Morty next week, as I'm going to be in the land of large ears and right... that's the best way I can explain.
You're going to Vulcan?
I'm going to Vulcan.
Oh.
Live long and prosper. I am out of here. All right. So I'm actually springing this on Morty, see if he can actually man the seat.
Yeah, I know. I'm finding this out right now. That's great.
I'll be in Disney World.
Who should I have host?
I'm going to go build a lightsaber.
I'm going to bring Barry back on just to, like, take you off every time like you're gone. Bastard. I bring Barry.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
He's going to do it, isn't he?
He is. Oh, I know who to bring. I know who to bring.
Fantastic. All right. Well, that's it for The Edge this week. Thanks for listening, and we certainly appreciate all your help out there in the ether. If you like this podcast, go to ratethispodcast.com/edge. We'd love to hear from you, and that's how we keep the algorithm stoked in our favor as well. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Get updated whenever we lay our cards on the deck, get the number of different podcasts out there. Oh, but you can't do podcasts on YouTube, can you?
Oh, this show is off the rails already.
From all of us over at Edge, stay safe, stay well, and my line, do not be a piece of cyber driftwood. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.